Are muksa. If somebody set aside an animal to worship for an avodah zarah, muksi, set it aside for this. Rashi says, shuksa la takrubas avodah zarah. If you set it aside to bring it to takrubas for an avodah zarah, it becomes lasa banam mechayim. Vinevad, or if you actually worshipped this behemoth, the balachayim ninu, they're alive. The yasuri, still the rasa banam. So Morin says, ki yasuri l'gvoya. No, these things are only also to bring for a korban. But lehed yud mishra shari. But for a normal person to eat it, it's still mutar b'achila. Like if you have an animal that the goyim worship for an avodah zarah, a bal chai does not become asa b'achila b'hano. It's only no good, it's mias for a korban. But a regular Yisrael could eat it. So we see an animal when it's alive, it never becomes asa b'achila b'hano. So you can't tell me now to say that this tzipor that we throw away that stays alive, that one should become asa. Maskabla revimia. Hare roiva v'nirva b'yedim. Let's say Adam saw the way an animal lived with a man, lived with a lady. So the balechayim, they know they're alive, these animals. The yasir, they become asa b'ano. Rashi says, roiva v'nirva b'yedim, the bnei skilu knew. So then the lochri is supposed to kill these animals. They're still the arachtis, isha v'yasa b'hema. Yeah. So the kitzah becomes asa, even mechayim, even when it's alive. Even if you go to make a shechita later, still it remains asa. So the kids, so we see it's possible for an animal to have an Isra Anor on it, even when it's alive. So hello, the Gemara says like this, hello, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi, Loi Motzinu Roiv Balachayim Shasurim. True, you find me one case here, Roiv of a Nirva. But most times, animals do not become us when they're alive. So therefore, here we have a Svara, these two birds of the Mitzvah. One is Mutter and one is Asa. It's more of a Svara to say, the one that we shecht, that remains Asa. But the one that's thrown away, since it's alive, that one remains mutter. Savad, it's more of a svara to say this way, even though you find one place that a live animal is also a bahano. The very Rabbi Yishmael Tono, he learned this, the Yom HaKroh, the Pasuk says, V'shaleach al panei hasoda. He's supposed to send away this sipur on the face of the field, the Pasuk says. So Yidashin's kisoda. That means that the bird is like the field. Ma sodom muteris, just like a field is mutter to have enjoyment from it. Af hainami muteris, the same way this bird that you throw away is also mutter to have enjoyment from it. But Gemara, hai sodom lohoch yudios, is it true that the word sodom come for this? Hahu mi burda, we need it for something else. Like at a time, like we learned. Sodom, the pasuk says sodom, he's supposed to throw it away. Vishaleach al pnei hasodom, huidashin, that means, alright, turn over. Yeah, from the word shalech apnei asada b'dashin like this. Look at Tanya. Sada shalo yamid b'yafoi. The yafoi b'yazorken oliyam should not stand in yafo. Rashi says, choymas aliyam, that's the walls around the sea, and throw it into the sea. Or else be givas, stay in this place, givas. Rashi says, that's the choym around the midbar, around the wilderness. B'yazorken ol midbar, throw it into midbar. Or else the Shaloyamat Chutzlir, not supposed to stand outside the city, because the Kenel B'Torach here to throw it inside the city. Ela rather, Kol Shoimed Be'ir, he's supposed to stand inside the city, because the Kenel Chutzlachayma. That's what the Apostle is telling us. The Vishalech Apnei HaSodah means you're supposed to be inside the city, throwing it outside Apnei HaSodah. So the word Sodah is not extra. You can't learn out from over here the word soda that the tzipa that's thrown away is mutabano. Vidach, what's trying to tell Rabbi Shmuel? Im ke nichtav kros soda. My hasoda. What's the possible shilach apanei hasoda the extra hey? Shemamina tati. Here comes to teach us these two things. That you're supposed to send it away through from inside the city to outside. But also it's teaching us that this tzipa that's thrown away has the same malacha like a soda. Just like a soda is mutabano, here also it's mutabano. Rav Amar Rav says, Layomra Torah Shaleach Letakola. The old is a Svara. If the Torah tells the Mitzvara, this bird you're supposed to throw away, so when you throw it away, it flies away. What's going to happen to it? Somebody eventually is going to find it, they're going to want to shecht it. They're not going to know it's also. So it's not a Svara to say, you can't tell me the Torah says, that bird is also Bano. Because it comes out, then how can you throw it away and make a tekola, make a stumbling block for the people? Whoever's going to find it, they're not going to know it's also Bano. They're going to think you're allowed to use it. So it's no svara to say that the Torah should say the one we throw away, that should remain osabanor. So rather the svara is that one should be mutabanor. Right. Then the Mishnah said, Besai and Nozir. You can't be Mekadosh your wife with the hair that a Nozir cuts off. Minolon. The Yom HaKroh, the Pasuk says, Kodesh Yiyah Gadol Perasai Roshoi. That Gidulah Yiyah Kodesh. That his hair that grows after he cuts it off has Kedusha on it. So therefore it's Osabanor. For the Gemara, if it's like Kodesh, Ima Kodesh Teifas is Domov. If so, just like by Kodesh, it's Teifas is Domov. That means if you sell Hegdish, we say that the money has Kedusha on it. So maybe you also, if you sell the Sayyid Nazir, it should also have Kedusha on it. And the Mishnah says not like that. But Yotza Lechulin. And it should go out Lechulin then. And the money should be Yotza. And our Mishnah says no, with the money, it could be Mekadosh Nisha with it. So Gemara says, Mi Karinan Kodesh, Kodush Karinan. It's not Mamish like Kodesh, just means it's Kodesh. That it has an Isra not to it, that's all. But not that the Mamish has a Lach of Hegdish. Trash Yom HaKruah Kodesh Yeh, Kostavov. Kodesh Uz Yeh. Rashi Lahochi Karina and Kodush Lemute Domov Shein Din Kedusha Lov Kodush Mashma Shein Kedusha Kodush Mashma Hu Kodush. Just mean to say it itself is Kodush and not the money. The money is not Tofav as Domov. The Petach Amor, the Mishnah is also Petach Amor is also Asaba. No, Neimo Masnisim like Rabbi Shimon. The Chura Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. Titania Petach Amor Asaba No. Or Petach Amor is Asaba No. Divrei Rabbi Yehud, Divrei Rabbi Yehud. That's a Yehud sheet. Rabbi Shimon Mater. So Chur Rabbi Shimon is not like our Mishnah. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, Liachar Areifo B'divrei HaKoyl. It means, by Petach Amor it's like this, the Lach of a Petach Amor is supposed to be Poydirit. So if you Poydirit, then Rabbi Shimon says it's Mutav Anor. But let's say somebody does not want to be Poydir the Petach Amor. Then the Lach of his Bezdin goes down and kills it. Then makes an Arifa on it. So if you make an Arifa, you have to kill it, then everybody agrees of Adir it's Osav Anor. Sonia Machlokes, by Petach Amor, Yechamor, the firstborn it gives off, it has Lach like a Bechor, but it doesn't have Kedusha on itself. It's supposed to be Poydirit. Let's say somebody does not want to be Poydirit, then Bezdin goes down and makes the Areifa, not chops off its head, and then, according to everybody, it's Osir Bahano. Bosa Bechol, then the Mishnah says, you can't be Mekadosh your wife with milk and meat that was cooked together. Minolon, how do we know this? The Tana, the very Rabbi Shmuel. The Pasuk says, Lo Yisavashal Gedi Bechalev Imoy. You can't cook up the kid with its mother's milk. Gimel Pum, it says this three times in the Torah. What do you need it three times for? Echad Isser Achila, that Bosa Becholav is also to eat. The Echad Isser Hano, you can't sell it, you can't have enjoyment from it. The Echad Isser Bishol, that you're not allowed to cook it. Just to cook milk and meat together, it's a lav haTorah. Even though you're not going to eat it, the actual Bishol is an Isser. Most of Masnith now Mishnah like Yatana, not like this Tana. The Tanya we learned. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Oimer Bosa Becholav Osa Bachilo Mutabano. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda holds that Bosa Becholav is Mutabano. Shinyam the Pasuk says Ki Yam Kodesh Atal Hashem Lekecho Loi Savashal Gedi Becholav Imoy Becholav Imoy Ola Hola No Oim No Pasuk it says Vianshe Kodesh Yeli Ma Lala Nosa Becholav O Mutabano by Treifa. There it's only an Isra Bachilo it's Mutabano Afkan he learns by Bosa Becholav also Osa Bachilo Mutabano. Therefore, it's mutabanos, he's not like our Mishnah. It's a machlokes, but we talk a paskin, vosa becholav is osa bano. Then the Mishnah says, v'chulin shenishkatu biyazara. If somebody took a regular animal and brought it into the Beit HaMikdash and made a shechita there, so this animal now is osa bano. Minoha nemili, how do we know this? That if you over the Issa, shchute chus, the animal becomes osa bano. Minoha nemili, omer Rabbi Yechon HaMishrim Rabbi Meir, omer the Torah says, shochot li bishali. Shem says, shecht my korban by me in the Beis HaMikdash. V'shelecho, v'shelecho. And shecht your animals outside the Beis HaMikdash. If so, ma sheli b'sheloch. Just like the shecht the korban b'chutz. It takes a korban that belongs to Hashem shechted outside. Also, it becomes also by no, pshita kostreaz kedusha. And that shechita is not matarit, it's not called a good shechita. And so, af shelecho, b'sheli. If you take your korban, your animal, that's a chulin, and bring a bishali to Hashem, also it's also bachil, bano. But the Gemara knows, ima shali bishalot, just like a korban outside, on this chorus. There, if you make a shchute chutz, you chayav chorus. Maybe you want to tell me, af shalacho bishali, a chulin bazor, if you take a regular chulin and bring it inside, on this chorus, you want to say a chayav chorus, on the Makro, the Pasuk says, v'yel pesach oyo moyed lohe vioy, lahakriv korban Hashem, says a Pesach or a Moed, you can't bring it to be makriv a korban to Hashem. So we dash in our korban on this chorus. Only by a korban, if you shechted outside, are you chayiv chorus. But a chulun shenishkatu b'yazara ain't on this chorus. The kids, it's a special gzeras hakosiv that a chulun b'yazara you're not chayiv chorus. But a koponim we learn out that's also bano. So Mar says no. Ikal amirfu, we can ask a question on this. You can't learn out chulun b'yazara from shchutei chutz. Ma lishali b'shaloch. Ma dechvat. So once you don't have chorus by chulun biyazara, then you should not be able to learn it out. So we can't learn out from no kavuchaim here, no svaras. Ella rather it's a posik. Omer Abaye says miyachu from a posik. The posik is v'shochatu, v'shochatoisoi. T'losa kroa yisaira. There are three extra psukim here in Vayikra. So ma talmud loymor di defo l'fishinel ma kiyachu mimchu amokim v'tavachto. That a regular animal is supposed to shecht outside the base of Middish, far away. But he can't shecht chulin in the Azara. You're not allowed to shecht chulin in the Azara. That can't be a korban, still you can't shecht it inside. It's a type of an animal that's kosher for the Mizbeach. Minayin the rabbi says, Hachai, even the chai, you can't shecht inside. A deer that's not kosher for korban, how do you know you can't shecht that inside? Mar ben yes hachaya, she beshchita ke behema. Ko ponem and has a shchita like a behema. Good, but minayin the rabbi says, Oifas, I know even a bird you can't shecht. A chul nigger bird you can't shecht inside. Tamaloyme veshochatu, veshochatoysa, veshochatoysa. Three times. Yochula yishchot yim shochat yem mutter. Maybe it's a lav, but if you do it, it's mutter machila. Tamaloyme. What you shecht outside the base of English you're allowed to eat. But via toichel, ma shat zveh b'mokim korev. But what you shecht inside, you're not allowed to eat. So here's the limud, prat tuchush, this will be azara, then it's also be achila koponim. How do we know this? Abano, that we'll see. V'en el tamima ru l'korev, now the rabbis, alright, this will continue on the show. I'll stop here. You hold that nun chesamar aleph. We're in the middle of shail again about the halacha of chulin shenishchetu b'azara. That means you took a regular behema, your own private behema, and you made the shchit in the azara in the Beis Hamikdash itself. That our mission holds it's also b'hano. You can't have any enjoyment from it. Therefore, if you go to mekadesh your wife with it, the Mishnah says ain't the mekadeshes. The question is, how do we know? Tomorrow brings down psukim that it's alav. Then the Gemara says, how do you know that even if you shechted it's also b'achilo? The Gemara is also in the middle of darshaning the psukim here. Then the Gemara says, v'ein li'ela tamimim, the top of the